Good afternoon. Welcome to Eileen Angel Readings. My name is Eileen, and I'll be giving some mini readings today for those of you who would like to call in. But first, I'd like to tell you a little about myself and the way I do readings. Starting in early childhood and throughout my adult life, I have had a variety of psychic experiences. I have seen angels, and I've heard them speak to me on many occasions. In my day-to-day life, I pay attention and listen for their advice and guidance. When I do readings, I use angel tarot cards as a focusing tool. Then I use a combination of mental telepathy and clairvoyance to tune in to people and circumstances that you would like to focus on. When I look at the angel tarot cards, people jump out at me, or personalities. The book meanings of the cards are not as important to me as the impressions that I'm getting from these cards. Typically, when someone is getting a reading, they have questions about people in their lives, whether personal or business. I first have to identify the right person that they wish to ask about. As I mentioned, different individuals will jump out at me in the cards. Once I have identified who it is that you're asking about, even if it's yourself, then I can focus in more detail to help answer your questions by using my natural psychic abilities. And if anyone would like to call in, I can give you some 800 numbers. We've got 877-876-5227. Also 888-815-9756. And again, my name is Eileen. This is Eileen Angel Readings. If you would like to check out my website, also, you can go to EileenAngelReadings.com. Eileen is spelled E-I-L-E-E-N, AngelReadings.com. And after the show, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867, if you care to call after the show to line up an appointment for a private reading. Also, if anyone's interested in any kind of prosperity matters, I've had a lot more people, and recently I'm having more of my clients needing to increase their prosperity than what I had noticed in earlier years doing readings. So as a result of this, I've felt inspired to start a prosperity newsletter. So my website, I'm working on my website now. You can go and view the website, but I don't have it set up yet where you can sign up for the email newsletter if you'd like to receive that. But you can also call my personal 800 number. Oh, I think I've got a caller. Okay, hello.
Hello there, Eileen. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
My name is Brian.
Brian with a B. B like boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you doing, Brian?
Pretty good.
Great. And where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Oh, you're in Indiana. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And do you have a particular question or issue that you wanted to focus on in a reading?
Yes. I would like to, I'd like to know a little bit more about those who are around me in the angelic realm.
Okay.
Those who are working with me, what energies you feel around me.
Okay, let's see. Do you, have you been paying attention and trying to tune in to your angel guides?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm feeling...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel energies around you. Some of these energies might be even members of your family who are in the spirit world now. Do you ever get a feeling that some of your family members might be visiting with you?
Time to time.
I get a sense of that. It could be, you know, if it's grandparents, aunts or uncles or whatever. I find they tend to kind of look in on you and see what's up and go in and, you know, maybe make a comment or whatever. But they do tend to visit, you know, so it's as if they kind of live in the neighborhood and they drop in sometimes. So I'm feeling energies around you that include loved ones that have passed on. So it might be relatives, or if you've had any good old friends that are now in the spirit world. It could be pets also. I'm very familiar from our own pets that have passed on and seeing them and still... You know, I notice they do the same thing. They might be out playing and visiting different places, and then all of a sudden they pop up, and I feel their energy around me like they just walked in the house or something.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, your angels. Let's see. Okay, now I do feel, and everybody's got angels. We all have more than one angel.
Yeah.
Do you try to speak to them and communicate with them?
Do I?
Yeah. Do you try to kind of acknowledge them, even mentally, you know, just mentally? Do you try to acknowledge that you're angels and ask them for guidance or try to connect with them?
Yeah, I've been meditating here the past couple of weeks a little bit more. I've been trying to put aside time for myself where I can sit with them and really trying to open up here. But I guess it's the best way for me is just I've been trying to clear my mind.
Right.
And just breathing and trying to just go into like a void where it's just total darkness and just allow myself to let go.
Yes, that's good. Because what I'm getting here, your angel guides feel to me that they have not had a good, clear connection with you, and I'm feeling blocks around you, which I believe have to do with stressful situations, responsibility, burdens on your shoulders, that kind of thing. That's what I'm feeling, that you've had certain things surrounding, kind of like you've kind of been insulated in a way, and just, I think, from maybe some stressful circumstances, and it could just be everyday stress and things like that. So it's good that you're meditating more and trying to kind of tune in more. I'm feeling there's some layers you need to remove, though. Have you been undergoing some stressful circumstances in recent months or something?
Not anything like really extreme, but just like not that I know of, that I'm aware of at this point in time.
Because
maybe it's, I don't know if it's more on my part. Sometimes maybe a little frustrated because I'm trying to connect. Maybe it's not knowing how to listen, maybe.
That could be, because I'm feeling you need to kind of open up the channels. Because I'm not feeling it's like a problem, but it feels like there's a little wall around you. So is this more recently that you've been more focusing on trying to make the connection and meditate?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, okay, no wonder, because it's new. It's something you're just starting now.
I think I'm asking for a lot of protection around me. Maybe I'm blocking myself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think what I'm tuning into is more an accumulation that had been going on. Whereas recently, it's more recent that you're tuning in and you're meditating and you're trying to open yourself up more recently.
Yes, I've been wanting to work with my gatekeeper, that which is the protector of the soul.
Okay. This is all really good. I just feel like it's going to take a little time.
Okay.
Because there's been kind of, maybe it's, we all have habits. We have a habitual way of thinking, of feeling, of acting and reacting. And we all have to work on this in order to get ourselves and our lives where we want them to be. Unless we're living our perfect ideal life and happy in every aspect, then I guess we're already there. But but if everything's not ideal and perfect, there's areas we have to work on as far as what we automatically think about or how we feel about things over and over again. So that's what I think I'm looking at. It's kind of like an accumulation of emotions and things that have been acting like kind of a wall around you in a way, kind of like a block and or a shield around you. And since you are recently working on opening up, you're definitely on the right track. And I believe if you... Now you're focusing a lot on asking for protection from your angels and your gatekeeper.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, I'm wanting also to connect. My main goal is eventually to go into channeling, to bringing forth channeling.
Okay.
To be an instrument of divine love.
Okay.
But what I'm really focusing on is really making that connection with my higher self.
Right, exactly.
Through my gatekeeper,
okay.
To align the energies.
Okay, what I'm getting here is that you need to try to let go as much as you can.
Okay.
Let go of any resistance, anything that feels a little heavy, like when you're just in your day-to-day life, the way you're thinking about things and opening up, and when you're meditating, to let go of anything that gives you, puts up resistance in any way, makes you feel a little bit, restrained or uptight or where you're not just relaxing and letting go. I think if you could work on that, because I'm having a suspicion that maybe that is what, that's your biggest area you got to work on, is more just that letting go feeling.
Yeah.
Because the more you can practice that and the more often, then you're going to open up more and more, and then you'll be able to get that communication coming through easier. That's where what I'm getting from you is that there's been more of a resistance, almost like a kind of like if you're bracing yourself for something. I'm getting more of that kind of a feeling.
Maybe it's because I'm trying to control the situation, not just allow it to happen.
That could be. That could be. Yeah, because when we're really trying to control our circumstances, we tend to kind of get into that mode.
Yeah, where it's like, it seems like I'm controlling the way I want it to come through, but then again, it's not up to me when I'm just allowing myself to let go. It's however it comes through, it, to honor that.
Yes. Do you get any kind of guidance in your dreams?
All the time. My dreams are probably the most powerful for me.
Yeah, because you can get...
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you can get a lot.
But I've been having a lot of extraterrestrial influence lately.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Now, is this more in your dreams, or even when you're awake, you're getting...
Both.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen ships lately, here a couple months back, and I've also been feeling, just opening up to our cosmic brother and sisters.
Wait, have you actually seen a UFO recently?
Yes, I have.
Oh, in Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah, I had... read somewhere that there was an expectation of more UFO sightings this year in the, around the United States.
Yeah. But do you also pick up those kind of energies, or just mostly with the
of extraterrestrial being around you?
Yeah.
Not really. That doesn't mean it's not there. I don't usually tune into ETs, to tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not something that you. I guess because I don't think about them because. I don't know. I'm usually not into it. I guess I've always avoided it because I always feel like I don't want one coming home with me.
I don't blame you. Okay. That's cool.
I don't put a lot of attention on because they might start paying attention to me.
Yes, but the dreaming part that you were talking about, yes, that's, you're right on about that.
Yeah, you can get good guidance in your dreams, good instructions, good guidance of different...
And I've been writing those down more, the ones that are most vividly.
Yes, the ones especially, what I find, the ones that I absolutely remember very clearly...
Yeah.
And where even a statement was said to me, or something was very clear, it's usually relating to something going on in my life at the time, some type of guidance.
Yeah.
So do you try to do any kind of meditation before you go to sleep also?
No, but, you know, I'm wondering, that might be a good idea for me.
Yeah, because...
I mean, I've been setting aside, because where I work at, I have time to set aside for meditation, and I do that at least 20 to 30 minutes a night, every night.
Okay.
The weekends I take off, though. I just, like, relax to give me a break from it.
Yeah.
But through the week, I do this every day.
Oh, that's good. And you do it at nighttime, too, you said?
Yes, at night.
Because you're kind of laying the groundwork for you to get some insights in your dreams. I feel like if maybe you manage to meditate before going to sleep. But really, the most beneficial thing you can do for yourself at this point is to try to be as open and relaxed as possible, and don't try to rush, or don't feel anxious if something's not coming through quickly enough.
That's what's happening.
that's probably the block I'm getting. It's more like it's kind of like you're on a schedule, like you want to structure all of this and have a schedule where you're producing results in a certain amount of time. And it seems like with the spiritual realm and tuning in and getting that guidance and messages, it comes more easily when you're relaxed and your mind is not real busy.
I have to keep reminding myself that these energies that come through are very subtle.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And they're not wanting to overwhelm us, and I'm starting to realize
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It might be a little whisper, or it might be a couple of words that float into your mind. It's not like going to be a big, a loud announcement, usually.
I know.
So that's another thing. You got to pay attention to little words that float into your mind, because I feel like you will be opening up more, and you will be becoming much more in tuned. I do feel like you have it inside of you to do this, and I feel like this is part of your path and your life in this lifetime also. That, you know what I'm having a suspicion of, is that in a previous lifetime you were able to connect this way. And that this is something that you know is part of your nature, of who you are and what you're about. And it's almost like you're just now really going to try to get more on that track. Maybe you've had other things in life kind of keeping you busy where you didn't have the time to really put the attention on it. But it feels like you're more and more on the inside of yourself coming into who you are, and you're going to live who you are according to your soul's purpose, and you're really becoming much more aware of that. And I feel like you're gonna have success with this, is what I'm feeling like, that you're going to be able to tune in pretty well. You must have already had some pretty solid experiences that have convinced you that you have this ability.
Yes, a little bit. I've been feeling a pull in my body for some time now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a lot of a tingling sensation in the back of my neck. A lot of, I can pick up a lot of what you call a little bit of energy around me. I feel a sensitivity.
Okay, that's good.
I'm extremely sensitive to feeling different, like heat around my body, different times of the day, a lot of tingling, a lot of my neck. So I'm wondering if that's just the rise of the Kundalini energy.
You know, it could be, but I'm also feeling that you're sensing spiritual beings around you.
Oh, that's what that is.
That's
okay.
What I'm getting here, that you're having visitors that are either some of your angel guides, that you're feeling them, their presence. And again, I think you've got relatives who visit with you as well.
Okay.
So, but I am getting guides around you, your angel guides, your spirit guides, that they're close. They're close by. And, yeah, the more in tune, the more you can feel, like a lot of times it feels like someone's, like, standing. You sense someone standing right next to you, just real close by, you know, like they're right there. And I guess, you know, it's easier if they are, their energy is right there, and it might make it a little easier to connect with you.
Well, that's what I'm picking up. Yeah.
That's what I think.
I couldn't put, like, I would feel a breeze that would come out of nowhere, and I'm inside the house.
Oh,
like, where did that come from?
Absolutely.
So that's what it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
I see. I just have to trust in this.
Yeah. And it seems like, because whenever I'm getting messages, most of the time, it seems like at the same time I'm hearing some words, either it's being put in my head or I'm just hearing like somebody speaking to me, it feels like someone's standing right close to me, usually, most of the time, not always. Sometimes some words will just enter my mind and I don't really feel like someone's physically standing that close.
Yeah.
But on many occasions, I do feel like someone's actually standing next to me making a comment.
Okay.
So that's what you're tuning into.
So there's no random, but it seems like there's no random thought. Everything happens for a reason.
If a thought floats into your mind and you know it's not from you, then someone is speaking to you. I've had one night someone said an Indian name to me. Now, I felt like that might have been someone from an Indian group that lived on this property, on this land many years ago.
Yeah.
And we went and looked up that particular Indian name and, you know, whatever. And then another time, here and there, I hear somebody speak in Spanish to me. And they'll just say a greeting. It might be, you know, Buenos dias, or, you know, some typical greeting. Or one time I heard a Spanish word. Like, it felt like there was a man standing right next to me, and he said a Spanish word. It was one word. And I don't know much Spanish, so I went and asked my son, what's this word mean? And he said it means girl. So it was like a man, a Spanish man, standing next to me and called me girl, I guess.
That is interesting.
So,
yeah, I'm just going to have to be more receptive to these things and really pick up these things and just trust.
Exactly. Now, I felt like those, the Indian Well, especially the man talking in Spanish, because I've heard that here and there since we moved into this house a few years ago. Not all the time. It's like a here and there kind of thing.
Yeah.
I suspect that was a Spanish man who lived on this property somewhere many, many years ago. And the Indian name, I was thinking maybe it was from Indians that lived on this land many, many years ago. Whereas my angels, I get a different, the angels, they feel it's some female, one male angel for sure I've heard throughout my life, several female angels. And I can just tell they're just saying things. You can just, they have sweet voices usually, and you can tell they're trying to help you or that they care about you or that, you know, it's affection. I get affectionate. Kind of affection in their tone of voice a lot of times. You know, so your angels, I think the more in tune you get, the more you're going to kind of be able to discern who this is coming from. And
you
then
know,
I'm
starting to get an impression right now that I should just, anything that comes out of the blue, just write it down.
Good
and
idea.
For me, because then it gives me a valid confirmation that I can build upon. So, yeah, I'm starting to feel that now.
Absolutely. I think you're on the right track. Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
And because the more of these experiences you have...
And I've been having so many, but I just keep saying to myself, okay, that's cool. But I'm starting to really see the... I'm starting to connect the dots.
Yeah, and you get
valid
information. A lot of times something might float into your mind and you go, oh, that doesn't make sense. How could that be? I must be imagining things. And then a couple of weeks later, you'll see something in the news that's just what those words were.
Yeah,
so,
you're right about that.
Yeah. So you'll be able to get more and more. I do believe you did this type, that you were a connection. You were connected between the physical and the spiritual in your previous lifetime, at least one previous lifetime, maybe more than that. I feel like more than one previous lifetime, to tell the truth. I really do feel like you have a very good sense of this deep inside of you and within you, and it's part of who you are.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, so far in your life, you'd been a little too busy to really focus on it and bring it out. And so now it's kind of like it's so obvious to you that it's time to come forward and bring this forward.
Exactly. That's where the trusting comes in.
Yeah, but the more you can kind of relax and listen and pay attention, and good idea to go write those things down. When you know something, some words did not come from you, then that's somebody speaking to you. And you'll be able to tell more and more. But I am sensing spiritual beings around you that are close by you. And I really think that's what you're feeling when you're feeling that little thing on the back of your neck or whatever, or the breathing.
Yeah.
I really believe you've got beings around you. They're keeping you company. They are protecting you. You do have protection around you, too. You do. Yeah.
I know.
Definitely. But I do feel that they're kind of waiting for you to be opened more so they can communicate with you even more.
I see.
That's what it's looking like here.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome,
Ryan.
You're
giving me some good tips, definitely, to really work on.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, well, that looks good. Well, thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, if anyone else would like to call in, I'll give you the 800 numbers. It's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And my name is Eileen. You're listening to Eileen Angel Readings. Also, if you'd like to take a look at my website, I am still working on it, but you can look at it. It's EileenAngelReadings.com, and Eileen is spelled E-I-L-E-E-N. And also, if anyone would care to get a private reading after the show sometime, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. And I mentioned earlier, I'm starting a prosperity newsletter because I've found more and more of my clients and also new clients calling me that they're having prosperity issues right now with the economy the way it is and that sort of thing. So it's prompted me to start a prosperity newsletter. So I'll be starting this soon. And at this moment, I do not have the ability on my website for you to sign up for it, but that should be coming soon. But if you would like to receive it, you can dial my personal 800 number and just give me your email address, and I'll add you to the list. And if anyone's got questions in that area about attracting prosperity, anything in that area, call me also, or if you would just like a mini reading. And once again, the number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And speaking about attracting prosperity, that is just a real good topic. It's something I've had an interest in for many years. Oh, I've got a caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Pardon me?
What is your name?
My name is Robin.
R-O-B-I-N?
Uh-huh.
Robin. What state are you calling from?
California.
Oh, you're in California.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
What area did you want to focus on today?
My career.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do you have a particular question in particular or issue that you want to look at with regard to your career?
I just want to know where it's kind of going and just kind of a lot of, I don't really know what's really going on with it.
Okay. You're talking about with your particular job right now?
My job and just something else that I'm kind of working on.
Okay, I'm just shuffling these cards here. But what I'm getting right off the bat, have you found that you're kind of, some of your energies have been scattered lately?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting energies being scattered, that it's hard for you even to focus in on one area and just hone in on one path and just follow one path only.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like you're at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And not knowing which direction to go in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
I start feeling positive about certain things, and then I start, start thinking, no.
That's what I'm just looking at these cards here. I'm laying some cards out and looking. Because it looks like what I'm getting is you're not real enthusiastic about anything in particular right now. It's kind of like you got to find your way right now. Are there particular areas that you were considering getting involved in?
I have an invention that's in the invention company, and that I really want it to work.
Okay.
So I've been with that for a year now. And I've owned a business for 23 years, and I'm kind of like, my heart's not really there anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Now, have you gotten some discouragement about your invention? Have things been dragging on too much or something?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. And I see a man here who looks like he's kind of in a position of authoritative position. Is there a particular man that's involved that you're waiting on getting some kind of okay from or something?
The company, the invention company, it really is what it is. If, because it's all about them finding somebody to have it made.
Okay.
It's up to them.
Yeah, and it feels like it's almost like it's your project is on the back burner or something.
It is.
It's going so slowly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just wondering, is it going to make it?
Now, are you obligated to stick with this one company, or can you do anything on your own also to try to push things forward, or have you kind of signed over, that right?
Yeah, I've done that, and I'm waiting for the patent, so they said not really to do anything until the patent comes through. And,
I see.
And I don't even know if I'm going to get the patent.
I would not really give up completely. I'm getting that if there was some way for you personally to do more somehow on your own, and I'm not familiar with inventions and what the steps are,
mm-hmm.
All I'm getting is that the people who are working on your behalf, it feels like they're not working on it as hard as they could be.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm getting now. maybe it just could is just the delay and the time factor, and it makes it feel that way. But what I would do, and you may have already done this, is check every avenue as far as how this works, pushing this forward and marketing, getting the patent, you know, all get as gain as much information if you haven't already for yourself, and in case there's something you can do to help push things forward, because it does kind of feel like it's stuck a bit, stuck in the mud, and it feels just like slow going. So good. I don't know if there's anything additional you can do. One good thing you can try to start working on, do you ever use creative visualization, picturing things the way you want them to turn out?
Yeah, I do.
You might want to really try to focus a lot more of your energy every day into picturing, first of all, because it's kind of like it's stuck. Your invention, this whole project, it just feels like it's just, I don't know. You know, sometimes you're on a freeway and all the traffic just slows down and you're going 2 miles an hour. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, see, I don't really, I can't do anything because it's with them for like 2 more years.
Oh, so you've just got to wait and let them do what they do.
Uh-huh. They're the ones who are submitting it to all these companies. And
do they give you proof of who they're submitting it to and everything?
Yeah, and then I get letters saying that so-and-so has shown interest in the invention. And so they will send me letters telling me, you know, that certain companies have looked at it. And it just came out of a Impec show in New York. Mm-hmm. So it was in there. It's a trade show for new inventions.
Okay, that's good.
So it was there for probably like 4 or 5 days in June. And
okay.
I don't know. I'm thinking it could be the wrong season, but it's, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, what I think, if you really, if you don't have right now any ability for you to do things because you kind of given that to them and that's their job and you have to wait for them to do all the things they're going to do, probably your best bet at this point is to be using, creative visualization.
That's
where you're picturing things moving forward. If you can have some images that would help, maybe pictures of your invention, you know, being marketed on, I don't know, HSN or one of those
things. I do that.
What?
I do that.
Yeah, you need to do it on a real regular basis. Have pictures and images you can put in front of yourself. Have words, like little affirmation words about your invention. That it's something you've got to, maybe if you can do that, maybe that will help move it through faster because it is definitely on the slow route here.
So is it going to do anything? Or?
It could. I would not write it off at all. And especially since this is your own invention and it's something you want, I do feel like there's the potential for it to move forward, but it does feel really stuck. So it's stuck going really slow. I'll say it that way, not like it's at a standstill, just moving slowly. So you would be helping yourself the most right now by having those images in your mind, getting into the sense that it's going to take off and become successful. Kind of stepping into those shoes, so to speak, you know, where you feel like it's already happening, imagining that you're going to get a letter from them in the mail and you read it and they're giving you encouraging news about some company that's really interested in your invention. You know, kind of make up a little scenario in your mind that you're picturing and anticipating. Write it out on paper. Have pictures that represent that. Because, I mean, you know, for you to invent something, I just think that's great. That's something that came from inside of you developing that. So I don't think you should just get discouraged because everything's in slow motion. I think you should really try to move it forward mentally and try not to feel, we tend, if something's not coming our way, to start getting kind of uptight feeling, you know, and we build up resistance. And you don't want to do that. You got to have a real relaxed, open feeling, kind of like you're having faith that it will work out and it'll make its way at its right time and in the right way.
Okay, I do that. I see stuff on TV and I say, oh, that's going to, my invention is going to have their picture on it.
Yeah, keep, just do it and try to feel like it's already, keep, picturing that your invention is moving up and moving forward at the company that you've got it with, that it's making progress with them, even if you don't know about it.
Just start imagining. Do you see anybody interested in it right now, or?
I feel like a company could be interested in it. I don't feel like you should write it off. I really don't. It feels like it's something of value to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you should try to pursue it and see what happens.
And
listen to your feelings. You know, if you start getting an overwhelming feeling that...
Oh, I feel it's a good invention. Everybody I've talked to who knows about it, I haven't told a lot, but just the people that I have.
I feel like it's worthy of moving forward is what I feel like. But if you can't physically do something in that company, you have to just wait for that company to do the work. You can start do as much mental visioning as possible, but try to be really relaxed and receptive about it. Don't feel pressured. Don't let yourself feel uptight about when you're thinking those thoughts. Instead, just be real relaxed, kind of like you know it as a fact. Just pretend you already know it as a fact,
mm-hmm.
that it's going to move forward and things are going to move along for you and things are going to start unfolding.
Then am I going to sell my business, or am I going to stay in that for a while, or?
Let's see. Are you trying to sell it right now?
Uh-huh. I've had it up for sale for a while now.
I don't know if you're going to get the price you want for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you know, you've put a lot into your business,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not. I feel like you could sell it. I don't feel like it's out of the question at all. But it might. You know, you might not be willing to take the price somebody offers you.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime soon. Have you had any offers yet?
Well, we did, and I got scared and backed out. And so that was probably like 7-8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And so, and now we put it back up for sale again, and there hasn't been anybody even looking at it. And I've really lost interest in it because my mind is more on the invention, and I'm trying to think that that's going to make it.
Yeah, probably what you're going to need to do for the time being is try to get interested in your own business again since you haven't sold it, because it's almost like, how should I say this? You know, you want to be careful what kind of emotions and feelings you're putting out into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're tired of your business, so you're kind of not valuing it, it makes it hard for, you know, you're putting that vibe out there.
Right.
So the more you try to love your business again, even though you got tired of it, you know, you got to try to rekindle your affection for your business again. If you could work on that, I feel like it would help to get to attract buyers for you. That's what I feel like. If you started getting more interested in the business all over again and reminding yourself that, you know, you'd been making a living off this business and whatever, and try to cultivate it and just put more of your energy and attention into it. You know, kind of divide your interest between your invention and your business. And it's kind of like, you know, you know how people want something that other people want?
Mm-hmm.
You know that kind of psychology of it. It's kind of like when you're putting out those kind of vibes out into the universe, it's kind of similar. You know, if you value your business and love your business, then it's going to be easier to attract someone else who will value and love your business.
Well, that's I don't know if I'm sending, because I also have a rental house that I rent out to people.
Uh-huh.
And I've kind of, it's just been a really negative thing too lately.
Yeah.
And I can't even get anybody to rent it now. And usually there's just people knocking on the door wanting to rent the house.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So I don't know if it's me doing this or... I have no idea.
Well, you know, part of it might be the economy, because there are so many vacant houses now,
uh-huh.
you know, that from foreclosure activity
uh-huh.
and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it might be that, just of there being a surplus of vacant houses on the market right now.
So you don't think it's me sending off the I've always been really positive, and then lately, I don't know, I think just everybody telling me about, oh, the invention isn't going to go nowhere, and so then I start thinking negative.
Well, you don't want to give up on your invention, because that's your own little private project mm-hmm. that you believe in and that you developed yourself. So don't give up on that. That's part of who you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your business is also part of who you are because you've had that business for all those years, right?
Yeah.
So you were cultivating clientele and all that. So,
right.
you know, so your heart is into that business. It's just sometimes we outgrow things. It's
right.
kind of like outgrowing a house and you want to go to another house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
that type of thing. So, and your rental house, yeah, I think it's a combination of the economic times we're in right now. But I do feel it's partly, you know, if you could once again, you know, try to have more positive feelings for your rental house instead of kind of having to dread dealing with it, like, oh, my God, I got to deal with that again.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Do. That's what
I know.
Again.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, too. It can be stressful dealing with when you have a rental property.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to, again, embrace your rental house. You know, if it's vacant right now, go over there and get it, you know, get it cleaned up and
yeah.
freshened up and put some paint on it or do something to kind of give it a little more charm or a little more personality or something
mm-hmm.
and try to have affection for your rental house all over again because you want to appreciate the things you do have so that the universe will bring you more things that you appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So, And you know, don't let people turn you off to your own invention, like people telling you it's not going to go anywhere and all that. I don't, you know, you don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, I try not to.
No, you want to love your invention. That's something that came from you.
Yeah.
You know, you developed that. That's yours.
Yeah.
So love your invention and have good, put out lots of good affectionate feelings for your invention, for your rental house. You know, make it, can you go, does it need any, you know, could it use a color of paint or something that might help make, give it a little cuter charm
well,
or
it's
something?
Just, it's the people that it has attracted. I've gone in there and I've prayed in the house and I'll walk from room to room because the kind of people that it has attracted have been really, it's just a bad environment. So they ruin the house. I go in there, I spend thousands of dollars to fix it back up, and they ruin it within like 8 months to a year. So I'm thinking maybe it's, you know, this is what the house is attracting. And it's in a nice neighborhood, but it always seems like it attracts this kind of person, the same person, where they just ruin it. And so here I am again 8 months later, and I'm spending the money again to fix it back up.
Yeah, I do feel like you need to make some changes from within you and the way you look at things and how you feel about things. Because I do feel like, you know, the rental house has been a drain on your energy and your
yeah.
attention.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, my God, do I have to go deal with that again?
Yeah, 10 years of this, I'm, oh, no, not again.
Exactly, yeah. And I know how you feel. I know what you're talking about. Because I had years ago owned rental property, and I went through. I was very lucky that nobody ever damaged, or if they did, it was very minor damage, and
uh-huh.
I just took it out of their deposit or whatever. But
yeah.
so I was very fortunate, and that no one. I never had any of those nightmare stories. I got cheated out of rent money.
You know, I really don't get cheated out of the rent.
Uh-huh.
It's the money that it costs to fix the house back up.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I was lucky that way. I never had anybody just do destructive things. So it was just a matter of going in there and getting it cleaned up and ready for somebody else to rent out. But I know where that can, it, you know, it can be kind of a drain on your energy
it
and
is.
You don't want to be bothered. But once again, I do feel like you need to focus affectionate energy towards that house. And you might try. Have you gone in there and taken holy water and scattered that all over and around the house in the corners and around the rooms and all that?
No, I've gone in and I've prayed because there's been a lot of weird stuff. I've had tenants tell me that they hear footsteps at night and, you know, and they'll say the house is loud. And one time when I got the house back, they had 666 on it. And
it had what?
They put that 666 on it.
What do you mean? You mean somebody wrote that on it?
Yeah, well, they put the house, because the house number is 696.
Okay.
So they turned this 9 upside down and put 666.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My son went in there, and he said that in their house they had, like, skulls and stuff and devil stuff. And so I just...
Wait, some tenants did?
Yeah, some tenants did.
Oh, and the tenants turn the number then. Okay.
I always get like a bad feeling when I'm in there. It's hard for me to stay in there too long. And I'll go in there and I'll clean and do a little. And this time I can't even go in there. I've had somebody else go in there and clean it up. And
okay.
So.
Oh, let me tell you a tip. I read from someone that that lower energies in the spirit world do not like. And I don't know why, and the person who gave the tip said he didn't know why, but it works. Spraying Lysol spray, you know, Lysol disinfectant?
I use Pine Sol and Lysol, and they're clean.
Okay, he said they don't, lower energies do not like Lysol spray.
They don't.
So, and another thing is, like, light classical music. If you could ever place a radio in there while it's vacant or something and have a station that's just light classical music. Are the walls painted light colors inside?
They're all white.
Okay, they're white. I would say get some holy water and sprinkle that around the house. Another thing, when you're there, mentally say, or you can say it out loud if you want, because this is another tip that I had heard from someone, that if for lower energies, you know, that are hassling you, to tell them, sometimes they haven't followed the light, you know, and to tell them to look over their right shoulder three times, and on the third time that they'll see the light, to follow the light.
Okay.
And also, do you feel fearful when you're over there or anxious?
I am, and I was there, I go every day, every week, two or three times a week, but about 3 months ago, my son and I were there, and we were in the house, and I said, I feel so uncomfortable in here, and I said, I hope we don't take any of this home with us. And probably about 2-3 in the morning, we woke up to this really bad smell in my house, and we didn't know where it was coming from. I told my son, I said, I wonder if it came from that house, and I was praying for it to leave and telling, you know, all the evilness to leave my house. And I just felt like a bad feeling from that house. I can't even, I told my husband, I don't even like to be there after a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you. Another tip here from my own personal experience and just my philosophy in general anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know how just in the physical world, and they say that if, like the police or whatever will say that someone who looks like they're kind of fearful or apprehensive, that's the type of person that looks easier for the bad guys to go and attack or pester or something.
Yeah.
And someone who's walking confidently and looks like, don't mess with me, you know, they're less likely to be bothered. I have that same philosophy with regard to those lower energies in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that kind of attitude toward them myself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really ever had anything really bad to deal with, but I have felt lower energies around me before.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have a no-nonsense attitude, like basically, you know, I'll say something in my head. I might say telepathically, send all evil back to its source.
Mm-hmm.
Or to whoever it is, I'll just tell them to leave, hit the road, there's no place here, and I'll ask my guardian angels also to escort them out, send them away and protect us. And the more confident you feel, the more your attitude is confident, it'll help also. You don't want to be feeling negative or afraid, and, you know that your guardian angels are with you. And
I do that in my home. I feel comfortable in my own home. I tell all the evilness. I pray every day, every
night. Good, yeah.
All the evilness to leave. It's not welcome here. But when I go there...
Is the place vacant right now?
Yeah, it's been sitting now for probably about 6 months.
Well, I would say bring some holy water over there. You know, do some things that are not friendly to evil. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Light. I know. You know. Like anything. At least you have the walls painted white already.
Yeah.
You might do a little research into this and find other ways. And you want to have an attitude when you're over there that you are no nonsense. That you're not. You know. Don't. You know. Just feel confident. Feel strong. You know. You know that God and guardian angels are on your side and they're with you. And you know energies, you know, they're not going to hurt you. You just have to have that attitude, like you're no nonsense, just a no nonsense attitude. And also ask your angels and ask God to send away the negative energy and to fill the house with more loving energy. And, you know, anything you can do. Since you're not living there, it's hard for you to do that because you're just coming back and forth. But I would say try to do that and as much as you can. And then, you know, you got to be extra careful next time you do get a renter. Really try to screen them a lot better.
Yeah.
Check references and do as much checking, as much background checking as you can before you let somebody rent it, even though you really need the money to rent the place and all that. You know, be extra careful and check them out as much as you can. And listen to your feelings about people, too. If you get, even if everything looks good with them, but you get a little uncomfortable feeling, I would listen to that. But I feel like you should be able to get the house rented out. I do. But I do feel you should go in there with holy water and sprinkle that around. You might even ask, I don't know if the priest, I know the priest used to, didn't they go to houses and do things, you know, to, I don't know, they might not want to bother.
I've had the police, you know, where they've come out a lot of times, because I do know the sheriff of the town.
Not the police, the priest.
Oh,
like
priest.
The church.
Oh, yeah, I've had the police out there because neighbors will call me a lot. So, yeah, I've had them out there. Oh, priest, yeah.
Yeah, the police probably know the place.
Oh, yeah. So that's why I have to constantly get the people out of there.
Oh, gee.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to keep praying. I know I'm changing the carpet. I figure that again, and I do this like every year.
But put in, I would say, holy water. Check and see what other things, because I've never really had a bad problem, but I have felt lower energies around me, and I'm just very no-nonsense with them. Like, hey, get lost, you know, hit the road, leave, don't come back, you're not welcome here. And then at the same time, I'll ask my guardian angels to protect us and send away all evil, that send all evil back to its source. But I feel such a sense of protection because I am so in tune with our angels and with God. I just feel like, you know, we are and we will be protected. But, you know, but keep asking your guardian angels for guidance on dealing with the rental house and on sending away the negative energy. But the more negative people that go live there, they leave their negative energy, and then they attract lower energies in the spirit world, too. It's kind of like birds of a feather.
And that's what I did before I rented to these last people. I went in there, and I cleaned and vacuumed in every room I went in. I would pray in there, and, Lord, take all the evilness from here and send only people who believe in you. And then the people told me that, oh, they go to church, and then they just totally ruined my house. And they were there for 8 months, and it was just lie after lie. They just constantly were lying to me about stuff.
Well, since you are the owner of the house, you do have a right legally, as far as I know, to go and check up on the house and go inside sometime if you call and make an appointment, don't you?
Yeah, and then when I would tell them that, they would say, oh, no, everything's fine, and that they know the neighbors are calling me and telling me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then finally I just said, you guys need to move out. And
yeah, just be extra careful in screening people next time because, you know, that's dealing with renters. You know, sometimes you get some really good ones and other time not. So just be extra cautious that way. But, yeah, I would maybe read up on it, other ways of sending negative energies away. But the more you can put in light and love, you know, negative energies like to get with more negative energy, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're sending light and love to the house, that act of doing that can help. And then anything you can put in the house that might represent something that they would not care for. Maybe you could just go get a little image of, you know, an angel or, do something like that and put some things inside the house while it's vacant like that.
I think I'll do it up in the attic and they won't know it and it'll just stay in there.
Oh, like the cross. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah, like the cross, you know, Jesus on the cross, that type of thing.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea, put some things in the attic.
Yeah, I never thought of that, so you just said that.
And use the holy water. If you can put a little radio over there, like if you have an extra radio where you can play some light classical music and just have it on all the time, you know, not loud where the neighbors would complain, but just have it on. That's another thing I understand that lower energies don't like. They don't like a lot light classical music.
Now, what about, like, we have a Christian station here.
I'm sorry, you have a what?
Christian station where it's the Christian music.
Oh, a Christian station. Oh, well, that would do if you don't have a, Yeah, because they're going to be mentioning God and everything over and over again.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that might do. If you don't have, like, a classical station, try a Christian station. But I have heard specifically a light classical is a good one.
Okay.
So
all
if
right.
you do, usually the classical stations, they might be on those lower, well, I know around where I've lived, like the 88 point something or other, you know, the low numbers
uh-huh.
on the dial.
Yeah.
Usually that's where I have found classical stations. But, you know, that can't hurt if you have an extra radio you can leave there with that music playing.
Yeah.
Or something else you might want, too. Some, I have these. They're electric wind chimes.
Okay.
And maybe something. You see, you want something that represents light and loving, nice energy. You want to place those things in and around the house. You could even put some wind chimes outside.
Yeah.
Something, some nice, pleasant musical wind chimes, and they have electric ones, Homedics, that's the brand name that I bought. Now, I bought mine years ago,
uh-huh.
and it was just, I think it was like $12 or something. They weren't real expensive. I bought them at a drugstore, actually,
okay.
and you just plug them into the wall, and they make little, beautiful little chiming sounds, just like they were out in the wind.
Okay.
And you can set them, you know, you need some things like that that are not welcoming to lower energy.
Okay.
It kind of creates a feeling of love around the house. When
okay.
you do that, those lower energies, they don't want to be around love.
No.
They want to be around hatred and upsets and unhappiness and misery. That's what you don't want to be. You want to feel confident.
That's what the neighbors would tell me. There was always, everybody who has ever lived there, there's always a lot of fighting that goes on.
Oh, we might be out of time. You
okay.
know what? I haven't even been watching the clock. I'm sorry. We are out of time.
Okay.
Okay, Robin, do some of those things we were just talking about, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, well, I lost track of the time. So you've been listening to Eileen Angel Readings, and if anybody is interested in getting a private reading, my private 800 number is 800-457-8867, and I'm at EileenAngelReadings.com. And thank you for listening, and have a good day.